574, Louisville, Kentucky, 40201. And I just want
to... You see, let's say hello to Lou. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Bob. Bob, this bringing these cowards, and they are cowards, into this country with AIDS, and not even appealing the decision of that judge is an insult to the American public. How much money this is going to cost medical charges will be for this is unbelievable. That's what's wrong with the medical thing today. We are paying, our insurance companies are paying for the people that cannot afford this. But I want to tell you something. These people and Chicken Willie are made out of the same mold. If they hate their country that much, then let them fight. Let them show some guts. Let them get in there and overthrow that dictator. No, no. It's easier to come to this country because they got a freebie, they got a handout, and they're welcomed here, and they don't have to fight. Now, one thing else, Bob. I'm surprised that it doesn't show him sitting on Hillary's lap because I think she's pulling all the strings. Without a question of a doubt, everything points to her. That's my opinion. Now, I think that the election in Texas and the election in California is the handwriting on the wall for a minority not to win on a Democratic ticket in California proves that maybe the people are thinking they made a wrong decision. This is all backfiring, and I heard you say before that you don't expect Florio to invite Chicken Willie in here because he'll lose for him. Unfortunately, we have 3.5 more years of this coward, of this insolent SOB. I don't know how he had the courage to run or the guts to run for the President of the United States, but he is an insult. He is making a mockery out of the presidency. And I don't know what we can do except, Lee Harvey Oswald, where are you? I don't know how else to say it. This man has to go. He's an insult. This is a disgrace to let these people... You know, when your people came over and my people came over, if they had a sore throat, back on the boat, you can't come into this country. Now, let me ask you a question, Bob. Isn't there a law? Isn't there some kind of a law on the books? And who was the judge that said that it's an insult keeping him in those prisons? Is he an Eskimo or Norwegian, or is he one of them?
Well, you know full well... Sterling Johnson is one of them. You know, Sterling Johnson has been made a federal judge only because he had that marvelous commodity called melanin, which we should all have. If we all had it, can you imagine? We'd throw... wouldn't that be confusing to them?
Well...
Then we'd all have it, and they'd say, then what excuse could they have for not being able to compete academically and professionally.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I hope you agree with me on the fact that the election in Texas and the election in California is the handwriting on the wall, that even the liberals think this guy goes too far to the left. And he better wear something heavy in his right hand or in his right pockets, or he's going to fall right on his left side. That's all I can say about him. It's terrible. Now, what do you think of the elections in Jersey? Is she going to beat him?
Well, she has a very good chance to beat him. I think Carrie would have beaten him perhaps a little easier. She'll beat him. She'll beat him.
Well, we got to keep our fingers crossed.
No, she'll beat him.
Well, I hope so. And I think she will. I think she will. And I'm sure you'll have her on your program, even though you can't offer Carrie. I'm sure she'll be glad to go on your program.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She's a lady. She's a fine lady. And she'll beat him. I still think that there are enough intelligent people out there who cannot forgive and will not forget the heist that this jerk pulled on us right after he was elected. I do not believe they're going to forget that. If they do, well, then of course they deserve no mercy. Unfortunately, Lou, we have to suffer with them.
That's the bad part. We're suffering with this thing in the White House, and it is a thing. I don't know any other word for it. It's a thing. And now it's past the point of, let's give him a chance. The more chances you get him, the further down we're going. I can't believe what he's doing. This latest thing is absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. But you know something? I hope he has to kiss each one of them as they come on the shore.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
It would be nice if he would exchange some bodily fluid.
Yes, it would, too. That would be nice to let Hillary be behind him. That would be great.
Thank you, Lou.